I'm original from Iraq and I've been in the United States since 2010. I was tired actually when I arrived, and I recall sleeping on the plane. So when I woke up, everyone was leaving the plane, and I was like, okay, what's happening here? And then I got out, and my brother was waiting for me. So it was emotional. I got to see my brother after long years. I lived a comfortable life in Iraq, and coming to the United States just because I was looking for safety. So I found safety here. You can work hard and accomplish things, and also there are systems in place. In Iraq, things were chaotic after the 2003 war, and they were never good, like, to anyone. I will say one of the hardest things that I faced is being able to figure things out without having clear guidance on things. So when I moved to New York State, I had to figure things out on my own. And although I had a friend, but he did not speak much English, and also he had limited connections in the community. So I was just trying to figure things out on my own and getting a lot of no's. Looking for a job or even filling out a job application, which is something that I'm not used to because it's not part of, like, the hiring process in Iraq. Being able to find an apartment, find someone to co-sign for you, credit, all those different things that are, like, new to me. So I had to do a lot of research, ask a lot of people, and avoid making mistakes. And in 2012, I started working for CWS as a resettlement caseworker. I consider myself blessed. I got to work with people from over 20 nationalities, and I got to learn about different countries and different things within the United States and outside the United States. So I think this job being a blessing for me and opened up my perspective a lot. The thing that I will say that I'm proud of is, like, being able to help and being the hand that support people when they first come here. It's such a great feeling when you see people when they first arrive and how unsure and fearful of the future they are. And once you see them, like, a couple years later, and you see a total different person, they are settled at their jobs, their kids are in school, they have dreams, they are thinking about the future, they are looking at buying a home or even, going back to school. So you see the change, and you see that their people are actually start to have hope again. So that's a great feeling. Newcomers are like seedlings. If you give them the opportunity, if you lend them a hand, they will be, they will be giving back to the community sooner than you expect. Lancaster is a great town, and since I moved here in 2011, I was impressed with people's hospitality, the way that they treat you, the way that they talk to you, the way that they deal with you. And I get to witness that every day with the new arrivals. People are eager to help. People are eager to hire refugees. People are eager to open their homes for refugees. People are eager to be the support group for refugees. So I witness that every day, and I think there is no better feeling than, like, being part of, like, such a process.